In this week's parasha, Parashas Korach, we find there was the Adas Korach, which, and as the Pasuk describes them, Vanoshim Meistro, Chamishim Mosem Nisiye Eido, Kiriye Moyed Anshi Shem. The Medrash, that is, Rashi brings it, this Nisiye Eido, Kiriye Moyed Anshi Shem, Rashi brings it, they were Roshi Sanhedros, very, very choshev people. In the Medrash, Elitzu Ben Shdeyo, the Nisiyan who were Makriv, who were Zoyche to be Makriv, the Chanukah Sav Mizbeach, these were Anshei Shem, very great people. People who were significant, who the Torah spoke out their names in other places as being Choshev, they were Toye after Korach. There's a few nekudas I want to shtel on to bring out. Halacha lemaisa ledidan. I feel that there's a nekuda here very, very strong that we could all learn from. We see that there's a nesoy in the shaykh even to anoshim gedolim, even to great people. Chazal tell us, Korach, he was moshech the people with divrei leitzonus. We also find, as Rashi brings the parashas in Midrash Yofin, in Midrash Tanchuma beautifully goes through the parasha, going into elaborating on many details, but also very speaking out exactly what went on and how it went on. Korach being Moshe of the Roshi Sanhedrin. There's a Korach of Leitzonis, which is a very damaging Korach, which we'll elaborate hopefully later. But then there's the first Korach over here. There's another Nekuda which Korach came, and he was Moshe of the Roshi Sanhedrin. He came with logical timers. He came with a shayla to Moshe Rabbein. Parashat Tzitzis, we just finished up Parashat Tzitzis. He wanted to know, what's the halacha of a beged shekulei tchenis? Beged shekulei tchenis. Is it also chayv and tzitzis? Moshe Rabbein told him, of course it's chayv and tzitzis. The Torah wasn't mechalik between which type of beged. He asked him, Abayi smoli sfar, you have a house, bismedrash, full of hundreds of sifrei Torah. Is it chayv and a mezuzah? Of course it's chayv and a mezuzah. Meaning, out to the base dirish boy. Meaning, the fact that it has moli sfar, I come into bias, that's chayv and a mezuzah, the fact that it's moli sfar isn't the point there. Kehena v'kehena. It's a beautiful, beautiful shir from Yosha Ber. Trying to get it in order to be able to bring from it where I was a matzliach. Tried too late. Beautiful, beautiful shir from Yosha Ber. He brings out a very strong, very, very powerful idea. In common logic, in Seichel of Bnei Odom, Korach's time is a stark time. Not only Shtar Ketayne, Moshe Rabbeinu almost doesn't make sense. If the purpose of Tcheles is Tcheles doim liyam, yam doim lirokia, ukeidom kisa kovet. So if you have a talish shikul kolay Tcheles, not only one chut, it should be potter in God's room. Tzitzis. You have so much more. If the tachlis of uchsav to mamzuz beisach, the tachlis is as the Rambam writes, yikoneis bebiosoi betzeisoi. You have to. You'll come to remember the Yichud Hashem because of these two parashiyas. If you have a bais which is Moli Sifr Torah, if you have a Sifr Torah in the mezuzah is Beis Secho, halachas kama v'kama. In common logic, of course it makes sense. If you want to have just two parashiyas, if you'll have three, four, five parashiyas of all the parashiyas that we have in Tefillin, Kadesh Voy Kiviyacho, Avad, it's going to bring about the union of so much more. Elamai. from a longish point of view, we know it's stupidity itself. Just like if someone's going to add onto Arba Batim of Tefillin, he'll add in another parish of Chamishis. Because to him, that parish teaches him so much, he wants to have that also in Tefillin. He'll come to ask the Rav Shai, he'll tell him it's treif, and I'm treif, it's possible. Possible Tefillin. Ay, the Indian. The moment you begin using the logic of common sense, so to speak, you lose the whole geder ha-haloch. And as a London, and as those of us trained in Londis, we know it's stupidity itself to say such a common sense taina. Because we're trained in the Bismedrash of Moshe Rabbeinu. From when we were young kids, we're trained in Darkei HaLimud, in the alibis of Londis, to know that these tiny, even though they might make common sense, they don't make Londish sense. There's no room for that sense. Rabbi Yosha Ber phrases it, there's no room to use one way of thinking when you come to another way of thinking. But Derech Moshel, you won't use rules of... There's rules of one science you can't use for another science. You can't try to understand one. You can't use one group of rules to understand a different science. Torah is no shaykhs, but no shaykhs to that which people phrase as common sense. No shaykhs at all. And that's a toast that even Deli Olam. Today it's already posh to us. But G'dayli Oilam, let's appreciate G'dayli Oysa Ador, weren't yet, so to speak, trained in the Gidrei Ha'alocha with years and years of Masoira, of working on Torah Shebaal Peh to appreciate the Gidrei G'dorim of Lomdus. Was so training in being mechunich and lomdus, we come to realize kiloi machshvoisai machshvoisichem v'loi darkeichem drochoi nu'um Hashem. The darkei hamachshava that human beings use for their common sense, the darkei machshava that human beings use in order to be able to function on a day-to-day life, which is tremendous chokhmah, to be able to function in the physical olam ha'asiyah, in this world, because Baruch Hu gave humanity tremendous chokhmah. But that is not the way to use that in order to understand the gedorim of lomdus, the gedorim of halacha. When you come to be dan, a shayla, you have to be dan from a lomdus point of view, with the lomdus gedorim of gidri ha-halacha and gidri ha-torah. You can't come with any other method of thinking. And for the halachic Jew, every time he comes to ask himself whether he's supposed to do something or not supposed to do something, even in his practical life, he has to see it with the eyeglasses of halacha. Simply because, as we've discussed many times, everything is either a mitzvah or an aveira, and everything is a kiyum of a din of a Torah. The Torah is a derech hachayim. It's a derech of a way of life. And therefore, a Jew lives his life in ways that might have no shaykhs to what might be known as, so to speak, common sense. True. Because we're meshubit and we bow and bend down to the day of our Creator, which is the Das HaHalacha. That was the first mistake of Anshei Korach. And it's a mistake many people still make today in a big way. There's schools of thought, when I call them schools, I'm saying groups, I mean of people, who sit in Bismedrash for years. If they don't have a training in Lomdus in a true way, they can be very mistaken what Limud HaTorah is all about, and specifically also what Limud Bi'iyun is about. could have, it's heartbreaking. How you could have people sitting in Bis Medrash for years and just missing and not, never been taught, and they're Chachamim Be'ineyim, and they push it, missing the whole Yisod of what Lomdus is about. And they try to plumb the depth of Torah in with using alien methods of understanding things in Lomdus. Not Lomdus, I won't call it Lomdus, but alien methods of thinking through things in learning up a sugya in Limud HaHalacha. And many but a medrash, and I would even phrase yeshivas, could have sometimes melamdim who are like it in this midah. The problem is always beginning when you try to understand the Gidrei HaTorah with your own sense. What's the havana of the halacha? Okay. Can I ask you, so what's the halvan of the halacha? There's two ways, that can mean two things. There's in the Gdorim of Lomdus, B'darkei HaMachshav of Torah Shebaal Peh, there's a way to work through a halvan of halacha. There's halacha of a bir bizdayach, is the p'tur of Rishus HaRabim, a din of Ptur and Rishus HaRabim, Yesoid HaGeder HaAlocha, or there's a Chiyuv in Rishus HaNizik. Even in Rishus HaRabim, is the Gdorim of Rishus HaRabim a Geder Urche? We have the Ritz who uses the whole Yesoid HaAlocha. But someone's going to come and begin giving reasonings and giving a mushal of Das Balabatim, or you sort of use Das common sense in this. Well, the reason why the Torah pater Shem Rishus Rabim is because it's not the Derech, and he'll bring you the Gemara and he'll explain, he'll krum it up to tell you that's in the Rif and the Rosh, because it's not Shaykh for the Torah to be Mechayim, because then society wouldn't be able to function properly if people can't walk with their Shvarim and Rishus Rabim. And so therefore the Torah had to pater, so Mimele had to pater Rishus Rabim from Nezik of Shein Vareg. Okay, it's almost true, almost. That's where things could be so treif. When they're worse when they're 99% almost there. And that what makes it so poisonous, because there's mokum for toz b'nei odom. Korach didn't tie in as something, well, if a talis that's not tcheles, but a talis that says on it, ani Hashem, or a talis that says, no, he came with something which is close enough. I mean, back then it was maybe easier for him to come with less gedor, but even nowadays people tiny korach the ketainis, and they brought it into Bis Medrash and to Lomdus. It's very, 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 very common. He came with a talis kule tcheles, the tcheles is a poite. It almost could look something similar to the truth, but there's nothing further than the truth than something which is only 99% true. It's even further than the truth because it's closer, because the sheker is greater, because it's mate sa'ay. Now, in the Gidrei Halacha itself, we have to be very careful. Understanding what is the Torah, what is the mitzvah, what is the Ptur? But what's the problem with a similar way of thinking, similar to the way I've told you? A person has a pre-notion. He's coming with his Hashkofas HaChaim of citizenship, coming off Thomas Jefferson, about the way Rishus HaRabim is supposed to be Mishamish human beings. You're coming with something not Torahdik. You're understanding the way civil society should be functioning, and then understanding, so that's what the Torah means. That's what the Torah means. And the moment you begin kriching in to any eginous svaris of what should be, what could be, what's right to be, there's the human being playing a mashu of a role. You ruined the whole. There's no shaykhis to Torah. No shaykhis. Because that's as the Pasuk says, Kiloi mach shvoisai mach shvoiseichem. Veloi darkechem drochoi. Kigovu shomai meores, kigovu drochai mi darkechem mach shvoisai mi mach shvoiseichem. There's no shaykhist between human logic to Torah dike machshav. There's gidri halacha. The gedolim of Torah shebal peh. There's ways, and it's the Talmud Bavli, nitno, exactly the whole method, the way of working through, analyzing, coming through to the Havana of what the Torah is. That's the yisod of the difference. Reb Moshe Feinstein, Onov Mikol Odom, Gaana Goinim Kdoish Kisrael. He many times was mazhir, and he used to warn of side hashkafis coming in to gidri ha-halocha, to gidri ha-havona of what Torah is. More than that, even things which were shaykh to practical life, he was very careful not to allow himself to be influenced or not to use any side influence to create an attitude about mimele, what's right and what's wrong. Even in things which were connected to practical life. There's a story, I don't know it from a first hand from Mokum Musmach, but it fits. It makes sense on Reb Moshe, such a story. Understanding Reb Moshe's mahalach and these type of things. There was a certain noise which was neged to the tzibur, and a certain askin came to discuss it with Reb Moshe. And he was sitting back and forth of how to give a hayrah to the rabbi on a certain issue that was going on. He asked Reb Moshe, I want to bring Rebbe a copy of the newspaper who discusses this issue, what's going on, that Rebbe should have a clear picture of the whole situation. Reb Moshe turned him down. So the story goes. He says, no, I don't want to see it. I don't want to read. He says, the reason why I'll be able to paskin on this and give a hayro l'rabbi of what I consider to be das Torah, because mi oidi, I was never influenced by any other train of thought but the train of thought of Torah. And even on this specific subject, if I'm going to read on about it in some newspaper, I'm going to be reading some of his opinions on the issue. It's going to taint me not to be able to give pure, unadulterated das Torah on this subject. Reb Moshe was very careful. Sometimes disagreeing, when he disagreed with other Rabbonim, to point out that he's coming straight from the Gidri HaHalocha, and his Nashkof is not based on any other pre-existing attitudes about the subject. Sometimes it could be from attitudes that people have that could adulter, so to speak, the pure, honest way of looking at a Halocha. When I mean from, I'm translating that, it's a Yiddish word coming from, meaning, I mean by that to say, translate word in English, religious conviction, a certain attitude of strong religious conviction and commitment to do that which sounds religiously and feels religiously the right thing. As you've heard this phrase from me in the past, from my great-grandfather, Moshe Soloveitchik, That's if I'm using this, the common word is from, which it's a very special word to me. I'm not being zealous in the word, but to get the concept, on exactly the same line, my great grandfather Moshe used to say, the galach, the priest, Christian priest, is from. Ayid davs an erlach. You can't translate that into English. Maybe, maybe you guys could. Give me. I try. There's in that one liner. There's a whole hashkafas achaim. It's hashkafas achaim on life, and I'm trying to give over to you. It's hashkafas achaim in lomdus of how to learn. Awesome. It's all the same idea. There's a religious conviction which a human being has, a netiyah towards. Being the fact that last is Ritzon Chalokai Chafatzti, and there's something inborn in the human being who, in the neshama, that pushes him to want to do good. But then there's the Tzura Chitzonis of what might seem like is good, and then there's the Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, that is what's supposed to be Koveya, and only the Gdorm of the Torah of what's good and what's not good. What's Erlach, what's not Erlach. Being a priest, being a parush, never getting married, never being married, never, as if, but never to have a shaykhus, to in yonim artsiim, just to be some holy saint living in the Vatican, achveis keilu kevyochel. I mean, it's all blown up in all their faces, the schmutz in the, of all these people, but as if. If it's not together with the Torah, it's wrong. It's wrong. And when there's a tzivoy ha-boira to do a specific act, that's what's metahir, and that's what's mezachif, and that's what uplifts a person, that's what changes and transforms a person to making it to be a better being. When the nivra shtel zachtzu to the tzivoy ha-eloiki, to the das ha-boira, that's tahara. That's what Kedusha is. And that's what an Eved Hashem is. And that's what a Jew is. Being a Jew means we're mevatel our das. We don't live according to human das. We live according to the das ha-Torah, das ha-Halacha. How stupid it is. Last night I saw Shtikl Torah. It irked me that such a Shtikl Torah, had it been printed 70 years ago, would have been thrown out. And today, such Shtikl Torah could be written. A ganz Shtikl Torah on the Yesod of Isser Nevela. So it begins with the working out, coming off Dikduk, what does the word Nevela mean? Nevel is Lashon Nofel. And giving the, and then he goes into the, I'll call it Maharal way of thinking of what happens by death, and therefore coming to explain the reasoning of the Torah behind Issur Neveila, and then coming with up in Nafkamina, and therefore his case is lahalocha, which he's coming to explain, which might be, which if it's a goyset, after the pume. It's quite posh to all of you, but it's not posh to every single person out there. Would it be right to use a mahalach ha-machshava of hashkofa, I mean, let's say maharaldika type, I'm phrasing it, it's not the right phrase, but from a lack of better way of phrasing it, I'll phrase it that way, in order to understand Ptur Shein Birshus HaRabim? I want to be mishat of you. I heard this from Reb Michal Feinstein. Hagoyin Agodl, Mekdoyli Doyrei. Reb Michael Feinstein, son-in-law of the Brisker Rav, first cousin of the great grandmother, Rebbetzin, the wife of Moshe Soloveitchik. He's considered Migdoile Talmidim of Mir before World War II. Considered a Talmud Muvik of his father, Rabbi Brisker Rav. I heard from him. Subsequently, I heard he's phrased many times in different ways. I heard it from my father, I heard it from Rabbi Shurkin. Both were very close to him also. I also heard it from him. I heard from him, he phrased, when he considered himself to be, that his Rabbi Muvik was Rabbi Yerucham, the Mir Mashgiach. I heard from him the way Rabbi Yerucham learned up a Maimer in Musar was a training of how to learn up a Sugya. Kach Shamat L'Mipiv. He considered himself even more of a Talmud of Rabbi Yerucham than of his father-in-law, Brisker Rav, because he felt that his first molding was molded by Rabbi Yerucham. Now, let's not make a mistake. Don't get it wrong. We view, maybe, Bali Musar of that generation and one of the neighbor of Yerucham as if we would view those B'doyim to the way we view them today. You have to appreciate, it's not, Reb Michal's mahalach in learning a sugya was fit very, very well with Shver, with Brisker Rav, and Brisker Rav took him as a son-in-law, and they were very, very close to each other. His whole mahalach machshav was mamish the mahalach shnit Reb Chaim. Like, it's not being mitzamtzim how to learn a blat gemara, but fakert. That the real, real way how to view life is in the eyes of a lamtev. And the way Rabbi Yerucham, who is a Talmud Chacham, lamdin muflik. Beloshin, I heard from my father, according to Rabbi Yoshe Ber, the greatest lamdish mind in the Olam HaYeshivas between the wars was Rabbi Yerucham. Not Rabbi Ochber, not Rabbi Shimon, not Rabbi Naftali Trov, Rabbi Yerucham. Now, I'm not quoting he only became Mashgiach once he knew Kol HaTorah Kula with a Lomdish Blik, with a Lomdish Aumah. I'm not giving this about Yom Ruch, but I want to just say, personally, when I open a Sefer Das and Musar today, the printed Ksav from Rabbi Yerucham, I don't see any of it. Excuse me. It's not written up in a way that I can bechlal confirm how Rabbi Michal Feinstein, learning up a Maimah from Rabbi Yerucham, was able to learn a Shtikl Torah and Shreiris based on the whole Malach HaMachshava. Not that I learned so much Rabbi Yerucham. The bit of Rabbi Yerucham I learned was when I used to hear Shmuzin from once a week from my Rebbe, Rabbi Dov Pavarsky, Rav Shivan Palovich, who the whole week he used to give us Lomdish Shir on the blat. Once a week he used to give a vat and he used to say over Torah from Rabbi Yerucham. So I'm not so exposed to Rabbi Yerucham's Torah, but the Nekuda I want to bring is one Nekuda. There exists a mahalach of teaching Orchis Chaim in Musar, practical, Allah Maisa, also from a pure, unadulterated, lomdish point of view. In theory, it had existed in the past. What the problem I find in today's world, I'm getting a little too off, but it's something that's burning a bit by me. And I'll be honest with you, I'm being mitzamtzim of what I'm saying. Very mitzamtzim of what I'm saying. It's creeped in the past through the back door, and today it's even the front door of Lomdus. And medaf zech achten geben. It comes from people who are not trained by Talmidei Chachamim, who learned a lot maybe on their own, but they were not trained, and they are not what, as by Ashkenazim, we phrase great people of Torah, we phrase them all as Talmidei Chachamim. You know, by Sfarim there's a phrase, Hachacham, Chacham Avadia. There's the Chacham. By the Ashkenazi Jewry, we don't phrase Chachamim as Chacham. Rather, Talmidei Chachamim. Why? There's a deep idea in it. That the true way to be a Chacham is by either you're being a Talmud. And therefore, the greatness of a person is that coming he's a Talmud Chacham. So there's the gross way of looking at it, like the Shtikl Torah that I'm describing to you on Nevela, which is using philosophy ideas which are not Torahic at all. They're coming from a pre-existing Hashkafas Chaim that this person has in his mind. Klape inyonim of Tumah, of Tahara, which are not vital, not coming from Dafka, not stemming from Bechlal, anything Torahic, but they're coming from a certain way of his warped way of understanding. That's taken, and according to, if you use that in order to understand the Shtikl Torah, the Hilchos Nevela has to Mashchis Geven the Torah. That's a gross way of doing it. But even in Daki Dakis, so to speak, in Lomdis, we're not using our own Havana. And if someone wants to say, oh, but what is Pshat? And he uses his own, he understands it in a certain way, and he's not using Torah Dikid Das, but he's using his own Das, it's treif. That was the first mistake of Korach. It was a horrific mistake. And with that, he was mezalzel in Moshe. And he was matzliach to be Moshech Roshi Sanhedrois with him. It's a dangerous mahalach. The Elter Zeid Reb Chaim introduced it, and his descendants after him pounded it in. There is nothing that you could. There is nothing. Nothing at all from the outside, from Torah way of thinking, that could be used when you come to the Mahalach of analysis Torah. It's all within the framework of Torah. As I'm talking now, I'm saying, emphasizing this beautifully. I was once sitting talking about Michael Feinstein and a certain Talmud Chochem, so to speak. Why am I saying so to speak? Because at the time he was a Talmud Chochem, Shaykh to the world of the London. Came in with his sefer to Reb Michael Feinstein for an askama. Reb Michael had already seen, gone through a good part of the sefer beforehand, and Reb Michael was very close to this person's father-in-law, so he had a deep, close kesher with the mishpacha, and he had hakaras hatov for his father-in-law. I don't know for what it was. But he was very meshubah to this, to do a toivah for this person. This person wanted a haskam. So I was sitting there, b'shas ma'isa, when Reb Michael explained to him that there's something wrong in his sefer. Okay, this person, in his sefer, he goes through many sugyas in Shas, many lomdish sugyas, and he tries to phrase it, use to be magdir, the shailas in the sugya, as with an analysis of using different worldly phrases. Initially he wanted to write in English, he translated into Hebrew, and that was the sefer, it was Choshev sefer, so to speak, that he came to bring to Michael Feinstein with Haskam. We're going through many sugyas, and just he's using over there concepts outside of Torah, and he's using to show as if these concepts are really the underlying things which are going on in the sugya. So Reb Michael told him, he was speaking to him in a very, he was, Ramuchel Feinstein was at Tzadik Yisrael Olam. He was, had a characterism of a Feinstein in the sense that he was a nephew of Moshe. He was at the anivus and the respect klape kol odom, but he wasn't going to adulter the truth. So he explained to this person that when you come to learn Torah or to explain Torah, you don't use concepts from outside the world of Torah. And he says, definitely what you don't do is you don't come to use the Torah and to say that what the Torah is doing is going through these ideas. Similar, I'm adding, this is my addition, you know, the way Reform Judaism, they'll point to democracy, they'll sing the praises of democracy, and they'll explain, well, the Torah is democratic. Women's rights, praise that whole mahalach thing. Well, the Torah is for women's rights, and they'll come to prove it from ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. So exactly, in Lomdis, that was, in a certain sense, what this person is doing. Okay, this person wasn't buying it. He was focused, he needed a haskama from Ramel. That's what he needed for his sefer. The man wasn't listening. Okay. So Ramel gave him a haskama, but he wrote all of this in the haskama, how he disagrees with the whole way of this whole sefer. Now this person was stupid enough to print his sefer with this whole haskama from a michel. That's why Leman Yamdu Yomim Rabim, it still exists. And this person's sefer, hakdama, he has a beautiful hakdama from michel, which explaining how this whole sefer from beginning to end is wrong. I feel ancient saying this. I don't view myself as an old person, but 27 or 28 years ahead, today, this person's not part of the Torah world anymore, and neither are his kids or grandchildren, probably not going to be. While officially he probably still wears tefillin and he's Orthodox, he left the world of Torah. Just like we had Rosh Hashanah address in this parasha that day. It's a little sharp, but that's the facts of life. When a rocket is sent off to outer space, if in the launching pad it's off in a fraction of a hundredth of an inch, in its first 20-30 miles as it's leaving the atmosphere after it left Earth, you might not see exactly the difference, but from the fractions of a hundred, the inch where it was off from, the further it goes, you see how it's off the path. It's true in all areas of life that way. A person begins off with something, like if I say crooked, not saying the word, so I'll say it in Yiddish. Krum, at an early stage of life, you don't always see it. And Karach didn't come across Bechlau to begin with as being off. And Itaka wasn't. It was only when he went further and the bad midas and his bad hashkofa took him further and further together with the Atzas Ishtoyer Nafal. He went weiter. But to begin with, he was from the Noisei Oroi. It's true with many people in life. At some point, now that I'm saying 27, 28 years ago, he was still able to sit by Ramichel Feinstein to get a haskama for it, sefer, etc. Ramichel detected something was wrong from the whole sefer from beginning to end, as the sefer still adayim azeh. And it's like in his sefer, it's all printed. What was wrong with the sefer? But it's much more. It's what was wrong with the person's attitude. The person worshipped ideas which were not Torah ideas. and Fakert. He was able to respect Torah because he felt that Torah has those ideals. For those Reformed Jews who look at Torah without its own respect, but they look at Western ideals as being chosher, they give respect to the Torah and come, it fits with their other Western ideals. The same to cutting all this out of Hashkafa, back to the Bismedrash. It's going to get to all of us how we work through a sugya. When we work through a sugya, we're not using our own das. We're using to understand what is the das of the Torah. What's the gather of the lumdus of this halacha? And according to that, to understand the sugya. In a nutshell, das is the whole yesod of Torah's Reb Chaim. It was known in the Olam HaYeshivas as brisk. In its true way. This is the truth unadulterated, because it's the Torah itself. The moment you bring in anything but the Das HaTorah, you ruined it all. And that's the way we live our lives. With his batlus to the Torah. What is good? And what is schlecht? As the good old Yiddish song goes, what is bitter and what is this? There's nothing sweeter than a kezayis moror. Good halachic kezayis moror is this. Nothing. The way the Yiddish song goes, it goes with the ganze. Oh, it's a good. That's good unadulterated Judaism. That's good old mamaloshin form. And there's nothing more bitter than an apicurious with krumas svaras. Or Nebuch, I'll say. Even a Lamed Torah who wasn't trained in the right way of learning. Or wasn't trained. He's using his own mahalach ha-machshava of maha havana kan. And then what's he going to say is havana? It fits with his understanding. What is his understanding? Is that the Torah's understanding, that the Torah's Havana is good. Eib nisht, it's straif. As much as I elaborated, I barely touched the subject. Ten lachochom v'yech kamoid. Beauty of the pasuk by Daber with this idea, Boiker v'yoyda Hashem es Hashaloi. By Daber al Korach al Kol Adosanim, Boiker v'yoyda Hashem es Hashaloi. V'sam Kodesh v'ikrim elav. What's Boiker? You've heard this one, Rosh Hashim. He's pounded it into you. This is the Yesod. Hashkof. There's rules. There's the Chochmas HaBoyrei. Chochmas HaBoyrei is greater than. It's not greater. It's a whole different Zach. Kigovu Shomayim Yoritz, Kigovu Drochem Darkechem Darkechem Idrochem. There's Chukis HaTeva, science. Is it shaykh to change science? No, it's a fact. It's etched in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creation. Kach hazeh. Is philosophy of science. What's the philosophy of science? What's the whole concept? It's not understanding, it's the reason of the creation, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the rules of science this way. Rather, it's understanding the underlying theme of the Gedorim of what is the scientific law. When it comes to science, everyone understands. You don't try to see and understand science with your own das. You're trying to understand what are the laws of science. And I'm saying even that which is phrased as the philosophy of science, the gather is, it's not, you're not trying to understand the moral behind the science. Rather, what are you trying to understand? The underlying theme of the rule, the geder of the chokhmas habayri with the rules that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Creator, created in this area of science. There's different sciences. There's different chokhmas. There's chokhmas habayri in the olam ha'asiyah. That's what's known today as the understanding of the bria of science of Boiker. Gvuloi samti. That's a Kadosh Baruch Hu's chok of this creation of the world. And then there's the das haboyre of the Torah. Halacha. It's its own mahalacha machshava with its own gidrei havana. But it all has to be understood and has to be analyzed and philosophized. Minei ubei, mitoich the gdorm of the Torah, mitoich the philosophy of the Torah, mitoich the gdorm of was steht, was is the halacha, was steht da. Not stimming it with my own das. Second Nakuda with Korach use was Leitzonus. What's Leitzonus? Leitzonus is one of the worst midas. Sif Shurim writes, Leitzonus is knocks everything off. Musar or Seichel Yosher can't penetrate a person once there's Leitzonus. Bedoyim it to an arrow. If it hits umogen moshuach b'shemen onto something slippery, the chet slips off. Leitzonus just knocks off any chochma and knocks off any hisboinenus of musar, of truth. It's a zilzum. Alti boz l'chodom, the Mishnah tells us. Don't never use the midah of leitzonus. Kol leitzonus aser, the Gemara says. Mulvad leitzonus u'David azar. What's so bad about leitzonus? Leitzonus is not using das. It's belittling. How? Just with the zog, with a zilzum. What's the concept of zilzum? Making something heavy into kal. Taking something serious and just creating an attitude of a nothingness next to it. That was the second Malach Korach used. Alti boz l'chol dov. There's chokhma in everything. There's what to learn from everything. Ein l'chol adam she'en l'moke. Ein l'chol dov she'en l'isho. exactly all of the descriptions over here, so much, as Rashi says, the Medrash Tanchuma goes and elaborates the nuschois of Leit Sonnes that Korach used. How much of it do we see? And it's Bismanenu today. So Leit Sonnes, says the Rambam, writes on this against Talmidei Chachamim, against Lomdim, with nothing more, just making fun, being mezalzel. As we see in this week's parasha, when that happens, it doesn't end being mezalzel in Talmud Chacham. It's a zilzel in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Very interesting, you find this week's parasha. It's straight to the right. Elaborate, getting, showing throughout the parasha, it comes over and over and over. When Moshe Rabbeinu confronts Klal Yisrael, Vayomer Moshe, and he warns Klal Yisrael about what, when he tells them what's going to happen, he says, "Bezois teidu, ki Hashem shlochani lasis kol amasim o'ele ki loy milibi." He tells them, "Briya yivra Hashem, v'yardu chayim sho'ela, v'yedatem, ki ni'atzo anoshim o'ele es Hashem." These people, they were menaitz and they were mechayif HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why are they menaitz and mechayif HaKadosh Baruch Hu? They were menaitz and mechayif Moshe Rabbeinu. Being that at the end of the day, they're being mezalzel on Moshe Rabbeinu. Didn't end a zilzel on Moshe Rabbeinu. How did Moshe Rabbeinu took them all out of Mitzrayim? Moshe Rabbeinu did all these oisos. He did all these moifsim. Elamai. So what were they claiming? So they were claiming that Moshe Rabbeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu favored Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu decided certain decisions, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu went along with him up till some point. And then we're timing, it's not right. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves all of us. Then you're not doing right, etc. More than that, we find later, before they might get, we find later, after it's all happened, then the earth swallows them all up. Horrific punishment. Did exactly precisely like Moshe Rabbeinu told them it's going to happen. They come to Moshe Rabbeinu, "Atem hamitem asam Hashem. It's all your fault." And a terrible magefa happened right there and then. No way of stopping it, besides the secret of the Keteris, which is a trick Moshe Rabbeinu learned from the Samach Mer. When he went up to Shemaim, as the Gemara tells us. What went on over there? How does Klal Yisrael have such an azus to say, "Atem amitem esam Hashem"? And they brought a magefa, thousands died instantly on the spot? Because it was vital than the atus Kedosh Hashem. They somehow felt that Moshe Rabbeinu had HaKadosh Baruch Hu somehow in his pocket, so to speak, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu went along with him, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu stuck up for him, but it's really Moshe Rabbeinu's fault. The zilzul in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ki machshvoisai machshvoiseichem, no chamo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes after a human being. How belittling that is to have such a hashkof on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe Rabbeinu decides something, HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes along with him. The belittling of unser Rebbeire. Kilo machshvoisai machshvoiseichem nochamol. The same treif. The treif of machshov. Some stupid Christian idea. How HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives over his powers to humanity and kivyochel, or even does anything because of a human das? Ki niyatzu es kedosh, niyatzu anosh meilo es Hashem. As the Netziv writes, "B'mashe choshvu ki humi libi, haynu shani bikashti zois, v'lahav as a Kodesh Baruch Hu oisi, Kodesh Baruch Hu's love to me, nosa ponai, ledake is Yisrael, ulahir et kvoidom, v'im ken hiru gam acharai, v'gam acharai Kodesh Baruch Hu, sheshoma b'kol ish al zeh." As if I would have davened for such a thing, he would have listened to me. That was the initial oynish of Anshei Korach. And that was the horrific kitchur. And it all began with what? A late songs. As the Rambam writes, the end of Hilchas Tumas Tzaras, the Rambam writes, the Derech Yeshiva of the Leitzim HaRashoyim V'tchila Ma'arbim Divrei Havai. First they stamp pleple nonsense and shtusim and shtusim and shtusim. You're nesasik in shtusim, you become a shoit. U'mitoich kach boin lesaper b'gnus ha-tzadikim k'inyan shenemar Teyalam nesif se shekar dervis of tzadik osok. Umitoch kach yelen hergel adabr b'neviim. Come to speak against the neviim. Velosis doifi b'divreim. They're mezalzel in the divrei chazal. They comes to be mezalzel in the divrei neviim. Umitoch kach boin adabr b'elokim v'koifrim b'ikar. V'hari yom eshatu b'shamayim p'yem u'l'shonim tihalich b'oretz. Says the Rambam, mi goralam loshis b'shamayim p'yem, that they become apricorsim and they speak apricorses. L'shonim shehol chotchila b'oretz, zoi sichas ha-roshoyim, shegoremes lohen yeshivas kronois v'yeshivas knisius shlami y'oretz, v'yeshivas botei mishtois m'shoi se sheichor. We see this though, all the time, nowadays. It always existed ever since Korach's time. It exists till today. And we have an Isser in the Torah of Leike Korach Vachadosi. We have a warning. And the whole parish is one big warning. Don't make this mistake again. In our door, with our Nisyonis, we see this all the time. You hear someone speak out against Yeshiva Light. A zilzul. Being mezalza comes to be mezalza in Talmid HaChachamim. It doesn't stop there. The moment you hear someone being mezalza in Talmid HaChachamim, that man, even if you didn't hear it from him now, you know he's going to go further. It's ni'atzu es kedosh Hashem. Those same people, they're speaking not against. They're not being mezalzel in Talmid HaChachamim. They're being mezalzel in the Ruchnius. They're being mezalzel in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're being mezalzel in that which Talmid HaChachamim are doing, learning HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. It always goes together. And that's why this parasha is such a chomer dikur parasha, and it's so much halacha l'maisa to us. How careful we have to be with the respect to Talmid HaChachamim, to every single Lomid Torah, to every single Svar of a Mishnah, to every single Halacha and Rambam, to any person who learns a Peshtikal Rambam. And the respect is because he's learning the Das of Hashem, because there's no ego there, there's no self. There's Das Hashem, there's Chochmas HaBoyrei, and I've... a total hachno to Chochmas Saboire. Part of our hachno to Chochmas Saboire is a tremendous hachno for true Talmid HaChachamim, for those who are machnia themselves to his das. We respect them. We bow in front of them. We machnia ourselves to them. we're humble next to them, because we're humble next to the das of our Creator, which exists within Talmidei Chachamim, within them. That's the yisoid of Kvod Talmidei Chachamim. And someone who's mezalzel in Talmidei Chachamim, he's being mezalzel in humbleness in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Goes together. And there's two ways that a person could chas v'shalom be nechshal, and we have to be careful from both of them. First is by wrong hashkafa, putting in one's ego, myself, and that's absolutely the hifach hagomer of what lomdus is, what Torah is. And the second destructive power is zilzul, leitzonus. Leitzonus asura. Leitzonus is a bad midah, horrific midah. Besides Leitzonus David Azara. Because David Azara is absolutely total ra. It's all ego. All. In Gans, there's nothing good in it. And a zilzal on that is zilzal in richuk from the Boire, fakert. A good Shabbos.